Okay, let's get started. We'll start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First order of business is the minutes from the June 24th meeting. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes. Your meeting by Gary.
I'll second Gary's motion. Ed Jessup.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. There's no correspondence to report this week. The next item is a public hearing for the Grandview Water District. We are doing two things. We're amending the map plan and report to incorporate some changes to the work that's needed out there. What we had previously had to do with some repairs. This is adding some work that has to do with the existing wells. So we're just modifying the existing map plan and report as well as the bond resolution to accommodate the additional work. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
I'll second it by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Are there any public comments related to this item?
I'll make a motion to close the public comment session.
I'll second that, McGarry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Do I have a motion to accept the amended map plan and report?
I'll make the motion. Ed Jessup will make the motion for that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? As well as the resolution to amend the bond resolution. Do I have a motion for that as well?
All one.
Ed Jessup made the motion.
Okay, you did.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, so next we have a couple of public hearings to set. The first one has to do with the Lake Ridge rezoning. Do I have a motion to reset the public hearing that was previously set and reset that to July 22nd, please?
We're going to have an open meeting that night?
I'm sorry?
It's an open meeting at the town hall?
That remains to be seen. I'm trying to get a ruling on what the conditions are for having an in-place meeting, where there's a limit of 50 people for a gathering, but there is also, I believe, some guidelines with respect to social distancing, which might not be compatible. In other words, if everybody has to be 6 feet apart, I'm not sure we can fit 50 people in the room. So I'm trying to get some understanding of whether that will be the case or not.
Okay, so whether it's public or not, we'll have it?
That's my view, yes.
I'll make that motion.
Do you have a second?
Hi, Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is the local law for outdoor recreational use. I'd like to set that for August 26th. It's the second meeting in August. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make that motion to set the public hearing for August 26th.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next on our agenda is a resolution regarding workday reporting. Christine, do you have more on that? Because there's nothing in my package on that.
You didn't get the resolution? There's a standard workday resolution that you have to pass for newly appointed people and people who are reelected. And it sets the standard work days and it puts the days that we work so that it goes toward the retirement system. So they have a...
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I do have that in my package. I didn't see that until just now. Okay. Yeah, this is the standard thing that establishes... standard work days and the length of the day and so forth for the retirement system. Do I have a motion to accept this?
I'm sorry?
Didn't we do that not a short time ago?
Every time you get reelected, Joe, or somebody who is appointed to a position, you have to get them into the retirement system. Otherwise, they don't get credit for the time they work.
Understood. Thank you.
Would you like to make the motion?
I'll make the motion, yes.
I'll second it, Richard.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next has to do with the Manchester Sewer District. Included in your package should be a rather lengthy map plan report, as well as an order by the town board for setting a public hearing for this as well. We've been working on establishing the Manchester Sewer District, as you know, for quite some time. And so this is to establish that district. Can we do this with one motion or just two?
One is good.
Okay, so do I have a motion to accept the map plan report as well as scheduling the public hearing for August 12th?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next is a request for, regarding the Hatfield amended site plan, and a request to establish a performance bond related to that project in the amount of $85,955. Are there any questions?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve the performance bond at $85,955?
Ed Jessup will make a motion for the Hatfield bond.
I'll second that by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Okay. All right. Next is a request to appoint Courtney Carroll as our Parks and Recreation Director with a salary of $55,000 effective next Monday on July 13th. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second it by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Next is related to the ZBA. We have in your package, we have a resume for Michelle Hayes to be our new Zoning Board of Appeals member. As is our normal practice, when we have someone leave the ZBA, we appoint somebody. We normally take the person who is the alternate, make them a permanent member, and appoint the new member as a alternate. So I'd like a motion to appoint our current alternate to the position of a permanent member and to appoint Michelle Hayes as our new alternate member.
Can you make the alternate name, please?
Ed Jessup will make the motion for. Well,
excuse me. Who is the alternate that's getting appointed?
That's Jared
DeLeo.
Yes, that sounds right. Yeah.
So you're going to have
same, right? Jared DeLeo.
A two-part resolution. You're appointing Jared DeLeo to the position.
As a permanent member.
And he's going to do Sandy Lane's unexpired term.
That's correct.
Okay, and then you're going to appoint Michelle
Hayes as an alternate for the balance of this year. Correct.
All right.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion
for that, Alan. Ed Jessup.
All right, so it was Gary and then Ed?
I think we have Gary making the motion and Ed seconding. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Jared? Okay.
Congratulations, Michelle.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm really excited to join, and I think it's going to be a great learning process, and I'm enthusiastic.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the meeting.
Thank you. Next up is a request for an additional laserfish license for building and zoning department in the amount of $943. Do I have a motion?
It's a change order. Could we have that?
Right.
Okay,
change order to our contract with General.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll make that motion.
So this is an authorization for me to sign that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion, Ed Jessup.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay, next up is a request for a bonding resolution related to resurfacing of roads in the amount of $500,000. And do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it, Richard Ryan.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you. Committee reports. Is there anything from the CAC?
I don't really have a report. I just want to ask that did everybody get or not get? They did a survey and they have the results now. I found it on the email. They didn't mail us one. I didn't see one that went to the town hall. Anyway, they did a survey. They have a lot of they had a lot of questions. And a lot of the answers are interesting, so I'll see if we could download that and get each of you a copy.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that, so I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Are you going to get it on the website?
Yeah, it's on the website, Christine.
Oh, the answers and everything?
Yes.
All
the answers are there.
Well, I just want to make a note of that for people.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'll talk to Kelly tomorrow to see if she could find it and put it on the website.
Okay, great. Anything else? Anything from Highway?
The salt shed's moving along. The building is coming. It's coming in dribs and drabs, so hopefully they'll be really starting to make things happen soon.
Good. Business and economic development?
No report.
Anything from recreation?
We approved Courtney Carroll. She'll be starting Monday. We're looking forward to having her in rec. She'll be good.
Anything from open space?
No report.
Are there any town board comments?
Yes, Alan, if I may. I've been contacted by a couple of the councilmen. They asked me to look into benefits for the part-time elected officials. I spoke to you and you asked me to find out if other municipalities provide this. There are 8 in the county that provide it. Dutchess County for the 2 legislators representing LaGrange, Town of Poughkeepsie, East Fishkill, Town of Wappingers, City of Poughkeepsie, Beacon, Fishkill, and Pawling all provide medical benefits to the part-time councilmen and their 2 justices that they have. So what I'm proposing is that the part-time elected officials be provided with the family package plan that the town offers.
What's the cost of that?
Well, the cost of it per household runs about $18.76 per household. And there are 8 municipalities who offer it.
Oh, excuse me, Councilman Jessup, I'm sorry. East Fishkill, Wappingers, City of Poughkeepsie, Town of Poughkeepsie,
County Legislature.
Okay, and the Dutchess County Legislature.
Town of Poughkeepsie.
Right.
East Fishkill.
Right.
Town of Wappingers.
Right.
City of Poughkeepsie.
Right.
Beacon.
Right.
Fishkill and Pawling.
Got it. Thank you.
Free medical benefits.
Yes, it's medical benefits.
And the town judges there too.
Oh, plus the judges.
Correct. So what I'm proposing is that the town provide the part-time elected officials, which are the councilmen and the 2 justices.
And justices, okay.
That the town provides.
Is that a motion?
Yes, it is.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Do we have any discussion?
Yeah. All the towns you mentioned are much, except for Beacon and Pawling, are all much larger than us, so they have greater incomes.
Not really. East Fishkill's about our size. Town of Wappingers about our size.
What do you mean about our size? How many people does East Fishkill have? Pardon me?
Population.
They have more than 16,000 people, yes.
About 16,000.
How many do they have?
Excuse me?
How many do they have?
I don't know what the exact population is, but the East Fishkill is similar to ours. The town of Wappingers, Fishkill is, and Pawling is. I don't know the exact population.
Okay, so how do we make a judgment on this?
Well, let's have a discussion, and Richie already made a second.
I think for to get qualified people to come in, you're going to have to give them some kind of benefit to help to get more qualified people.
Are you saying we're not qualified?
I wouldn't say that, Joe.
As far as our salaries, and I'm not proposing an increase in salaries by no means, there are... there are six towns that are more highly paid than the town of LaGrange.
That's
so
true.
I think medical benefits are essential if we are going to attract qualified elected officials for the future.
You mean to say that if we are going to continue to do that, right?
Okay, is there, besides me, is there anybody else on the board who's unemployed?
Me.
And by the way, it's costing me now, my health insurance now is costing about $650 a month.
Yeah, but Joe, you get lifetime benefits from the town.
No, I don't.
You don't get medical benefits?
No. I pay for them myself. Okay. $540 a month.
They're supplied by the town, however. Through the town plan, right?
Yes, yes. Well, but that's not what the if that's what the measure is. I think the motion.
Well, this what they're suggesting is that they won't be free either, right? They'll be provided the benefits the same way that employees are, which is at 15%, correct?
Exactly.
At 15%.
What I'm proposing. 15%. Follow the guidelines.
To pay their portion as is the case for all the rest of the employees, the 15%.
Correct. Exactly right.
So it won't be free. They'll have to pay whatever amount it is per year as well, like or per month, like yours.
Correct.
Whatever the assigned portion is.
Councilman Jessup, are you going to clarify your motion is to offer the benefits at 15% or?
That's correct. The same policy that the town provides.
Yeah, we should.
So we're just going to say same policy as what regular full-time employees?
Right. We should. That's the way we should phrase it, Christine. To provide these benefits to the elected officials under the same conditions as other employees, so that if those conditions change,
regular full-time
you don't have to redo
this. Okay. Right. So that's the motion, and the second was made by Richie Ryan. Is there?
Is there any further discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
You're opposed, Councilman Luna?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I wanted to get it clear.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
If we jump in now, it'll certainly benefit me and save me a lot of money. But I don't know that, enough.
No, I don't think it will.
Enough. Homework has been done on, so I'll say no now.
Well, I duly noted it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true, but okay.
And I would like to say that it would go into effect on August 1st.
Effective August 1st, that's in the resolution?
Yes.
Is that problematic?
I don't know.
Or we could make it, if not August 1st, September 1st?
I just don't know how we modify the plan that way. I'll have to look into that. I don't have any problem with the date per se. I just don't know whether that's the kind of thing.
You want to say effective as soon as possible?
That's fine.
Okay.
Let's do August 1st or as soon as possible.
Okay, August 1st or as soon as.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, I was looking at the storage trailers over at Costanzi for your archives, and it's like 400 boxes, what's needed to fit in those with the Christine's records and the court records. And I wonder if I could have permission to go over and look at that one of them and get a specific price on the whole unit done and hooked up right behind the town hall on the right hand side. I had pictures of a marble finish. It's got little rocks on it. If you look at Costanzi Crane, you can look at the units over there online or call them up. And we could put it right to the school side of where your air conditioned units are and electric units there. There's already electric right there sticking out of the ground. All we have to do is put 20 yards of stone down, and it's a concrete building, and you could set it on there so you don't have to go other places and make appointments to get all your records, save the people a lot of time, and it'd be right outside for your easy access.
The number of boxes you quoted, where did that come from?
400 is what I was told.
My concern is that if we're going to entertain this, that we make sure that we understand what the actual requirement is so that we're not doing something and then finding that we have to do something else a year from now.
No, this, it's concrete bulk.
No. I meant making sure the sizing is right, that it's 400. It's not
okay.
100 and it's not 900.
I have 425 boxes. And the room currently downstairs that's been renovated holds 120.
The little room?
Yes, okay.
Christine, the little room?
The little room holds 120 boxes, and I have 425.
And
the
that 400
boxes cannot be scanned and destroyed. They have to be kept on site, and there are over 225 of them, plus they are now archiving probably another 50.
So the total storage we need would be 305 because you already have room for 120 there.
That's correct. So if I had a space that accommodated 400 boxes and I could still use part of the space downstairs because not all of that space is usable the way it's configured, then I would certainly have enough as long as we archive and destroy under the proper MUN schedule, which, by the way, I was informed that as of August is going to change. So that may mean that we can get rid of some things, but we'll have to keep others longer. So I think in consistency, if I can have 400 box storage and I have the little room, we should be fine.
But I'll give 95 extra spaces.
So Richie, what you're asking to do is to talk to them, get some options, get us pictures and get prices so we can consider it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, it's $13,000 for the unit dropped off, craned into place. I just want to go look at it and make sure it is what they're saying. And then make sure the boxes are. Christine, you said the boxes were 2x2, but were they 18 inches? I want to say, did you measure one exactly?
I'm going to say they're not quite 18 inches, but tomorrow I could text you.
16x10.
16x10.
8.5x11, yes. 10? Yeah, they're legal size boxes.
Correct.
You can bring one with you.
Okay.
They'll stack in there. Joe, what they are is they're the old cell service. They're concrete. They're brown. They have like the stone on them. They have a concrete base. They were putting around them at cell towers around, and they swapped them out. He bought a bunch.
These items have to be kept at the building. They can't be kept in an indoor storage area.
They can, but it costs money every time I have to go and have something.
Well, what are these things going to cost us?
$13,000. You won't
buy it. It's ours.
It has electric 40 in it.
It's all in one. It's got, you know, we could put a dehumidifier in there. It's got heat. It's got a power panel.
Is already in the units.
Well, the climate control?
I have a couple of concerns.
I want to take a ride over and see exactly what it is and everything it entails that we would have to do besides.
Okay. All right. So you got the information.
I'd like to see what they look like, too.
Yeah. I sent pictures to Ed and...
I saw that. I'd like to, Rich, if we could have a road trip, I'd like to maybe have Alan and I go look at them with you, if you know.
Well, then you should definitely take Joe, since he's got concerns, and he'll bring up his concerns. That's important.
What day would be good for all of you? You can get back to me and...
Want to do Friday?
All right. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Where are we right now? Richie's going to get the information on the costs and of what it is. Right. Is anybody getting information on the cost of rental?
Rental what?
Rent open
off-site storage.
Storage area. Like we do now for the historic department.
Yeah, but then it's
Well, that presents certain problems for me because first of all, I have to leave the town hall. And when we had off-site storage at Arnoff, I have to give them at least 24 hours notice before I can have access to my records. And they also charge you a fee for taking a box out. Even if you don't remove the box, if you need the box to remove records, you are charged a fee every time you do that.
Yeah, but then
now, when you come to records such as court records, there are times when you have to expedite this because people need a dispensation, disposition, I always get that confused, and they need it right away. And it's just, the more we can keep close to home, the better it works. I just last year finally got all the older records out of Arnoff, and the system was working fine, except for now, of course, we have to accommodate new meeting rooms and other things. So, you know, that little room that was meant to be for those records is just not going to be adequate. And it's really not safe to use those ladders to go on those very high shelving because those boxes weigh anywhere between 20 and 25 pounds.
Yeah, but that's what you're doing. That's what you have been doing.
No, I had
The height is the same as it was.
But what I'm telling you is the shape of the room is an L, and you can't use triangle ladder, which gives you stability when you're trying to remove a box. I was told by Ken I would have to use a straight up ladder with wheels, and I don't know who wants to go up on that kind of a ladder to remove a 25 pound box. It's definitely the top shelf for my purposes is not workable. And I think it's probably inviting an accident because I actually was in there with my deputy and with Margaret, who was my deputy, and it's really very, very tight to maneuver boxes. And these boxes are too deep. So if you need the box that's in the back, you first have to hand down the first box. So there you go with that. And it's just, you know, the way it's only going to hold 120 boxes at best. And also, I also have all the shelving already from the old archive room. I have the ladder. I have everything. I just need a physical place to put it.
Okay. So the self-storage units don't work? Is that what you're telling me, Christine?
Well, if that's the way the town board wants to go, that's fine. But it's problematic in terms of if the comptroller needs something from last year, if it's an audit that's going on, I have to give them at least 24 hours notice to be able to get it out.
I don't think you have to do that in the self-storage building.
Yeah, but you
have the key, you go at your leisure.
You can't just put it in the storage unit.
Self-storage units, if you get them that they have meet the requirements, but I mean, I don't know. What we had was, up until last year, we had a contract with Arnoff and we had boxes in there. And that was the way it worked. That's how it had been done.
All right. If we have a storage, where do we have the...
I don't know anything about the Historical Society.
Okay, the Historical Society presently is renting, I don't know what it is, a box, a cubicle where they stored all their equipment. And I don't understand why we wouldn't be able to store all our files in a place like that.
I think the answer to that is that nobody requests that files being stored by the Historical Society be returned to the town hall in an expeditious manner. They just sit there. These are files that, up until right now, have been housed on site and have been housed on site for a reason, right? We do have off-site storage, but this is the stuff that we have traditionally kept here for reasons, meaning... Yes. They get accessed more frequently, and when they do get accessed, they need to be returned quickly.
Right.
That doesn't describe the historical society things that just sit in that thing and maybe get brought out once a year to be on display at Community Day or something like that.
But if you
I think
want
the requirements are different, is my point.
No, what I'm saying is if you rent a storage area for yourself, okay, you have your key, you go there and you take anything out whenever you want and how you want it. That's why I don't understand.
A storage unit would probably cost $200 a month, so that's $2,500 a year. So in 10 years, that's 5 years, that's 10. You know, it's you're gonna pay for it.
Yeah,
and then somebody has to drive over there and it's snowing up. They gotta drive over there and pull the door up and go inside and grab the stuff. I know what you're saying. I just
that's
not be in the building.
And I know renting a storage, it runs anywhere from $200 to $275 a month. Then you have the time of driving over there and everything else.
That's the problem.
Having an on-site storage is far more economically feasible than going off-site. Plus, you need the information sooner than later.
Okay.
It would be the best if it was in the building somewhere, but yes. It doesn't seem like space for it.
We can't have it.
So have you been down to see that closet? I mean, I went down and looked at it.
Yes, I've been down and measured it.
It was a nice idea if it was for my kids. But it's...
Let's look at the Costanza. Is it Costanzi, Rich?
Yes, Costanzi Cranes, yeah.
Where are they? What is their location?
Right off the thruway, right over Sorgatys. Go right over to Kingston, Rhinecliff Bridge.
No, but you got to kind of, I don't think you can get there from, what is it?
Yeah, you do. You got to go to Kingston, Rhinecliff, then you loop around, then you go down 9W, and they're on there. Yeah, okay. I know where they are.
You can see it through it, but you can't get there from.
You can't get there from.
Why don't we this Friday, if that works. We'll look at the thing.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay. And ask Richie what time, because it'll probably be 5:30 in the morning. He wants to sleep in.
As long as he's buying coffee, I'm fine with 5:30.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your consideration of it. I really do.
I think in the long run, this will be a cheaper way to go.
Yes, and better. More convenient.
You put How's it going to look?
In there. Light.
It's pretty nice.
It's a little building, Joe, and you already had the tree. The trees have already been cut down by the highway department. The area has been cleared, so there's a nice little spot there. It's right next to all the equipment, so it's not going to look anything worse than the equipment looks.
It's going to look better.
Yeah. It's a building.
So yeah,
I might even be considering putting a flower box out front, if that would help.
Yes.
I think it might, Christine, so I'm making a motion for the flower pot.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think we'll pass on that.
I think the flower box should be changed to screening, but otherwise, yeah.
It's going to look better than...
I know you like screening, Joe. If you want screening, we'll do screening.
No, I mean you screen it with trees.
Right.
With plantings.
Yeah, but I understood what you meant. If you want to do that, we can do that.
Which has vehicles and, you know, everything down there. You have a cell tower. And you're worried about a decent looking building down there. It's an
industrial. Let's make it look worse. Okay, let's do all we can to make it look worse because it's some parts of it is bad already. That makes sense.
Well, it'll look good. It'll fit right in there, Joe. It's got the pebble finish on it. It's concrete. It'll last forever.
Well, then what will we do in 15 years when we build a new building? Then
we sell it until we come back and picks it up and takes it. And they make the tomb out of
it. Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Is Gary just telling me that the back of the town hall is going to look like a cemetery?
No, they bury those.
You'll have to get your own office.
Oh, Joe, you're funny.
I'm funny. Yeah.
Any other comments? Anything from the town attorney?
No.
We have a motion to open up for public comment, please.
So make a motion. Second by Gary.
I'll go with Gary made the motion. And Ed seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Any public comments or questions?
Yes. 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 Can you hear me, Mr. Bell?
Sure.
Great. We've been talking about Dr. Fink Road, as you know. And I want to thank you for the posting of an officer at the end of the road at the old Burdick House, which helped a bit when they were there.
Yeah.
And due to the COVID-19 with school closed, that's also helped in regards to the overall traffic.
He went on mute.
Got it, sorry.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Active fingers on the mouse pad. Anyway, we're still experiencing, drag racing, burnouts, and all that good stuff. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I've lost you somehow. But anyway, the letter that was sent to the planning board, which I CC'd the town board on, There were 100% of the, well, no, I missed one house, excuse me, but rentals, all the people on Dr. Fink Road had signed that letter. Businesses in the Freedom Center signed that with Dr. Bright and the physical therapy, and even a couple of houses on Lower Road. And the basis of this thing is to limit or get rid of most of the traffic that is jamming down the street to avoid the roundabouts. I understand you came over to the area and made an inspection at one time.
Mm-hmm.
However, in that letter, you noted that it's not only school times that we're faced with. We're faced with people coming home from work or going to work to avoid the traffic centers. So what we're asking, and again, I mean, my God, they're all taxpayers on this road, that we limit access. Now that presents some issues for the town, I realize that. But what if we, and a policeman can't be there 24/7, that's ridiculous. And we know that, right? I lost my video, but I hope you hear me.
We hear you.
Yes,
we hear you.
Anyway, so what are the solutions to this issue?
That's a great question. I'm not sure I have an answer to it. We typically do not take public roads and shut off public access to them anywhere.
And no, so, you do have Commerce Street. You do have Rodale Drive. You do have the page that Stephen had tried to do. What's he call that? I don't know what to call that. Let me look. I'll put my glasses on.
What is that road? You talking about the private road?
Yeah, you have the private road, but you also have Commerce where it goes into Hearthstone. There's a gate there. Emergency vehicles only. You have Rodale Drive, which is a center, which is not private.
Where is that road?
Over on the east side of Taconi.
Yeah, it's off Todd Hill.
Off Todd Hill.
But that is private road, correct?
It's not marked private.
No, that I believe that's Rodeo. That's a private road.
Well, I you might want to clarify that and find out if actually it's true.
But I know where that is. Okay, yes.
Okay, so I'm still giving back. I still coach at the high school, even though my old age. I mean, I get a tremendous amount of satisfaction watching these kids grow. So if there's a hardship of getting to Dr. Fink over the high school, I'm going to experience it, but I'm willing to do that. The traffic coming down this road is insane. And again, you have every single person that I talked to on the 5th of May sign this letter to you guys. I mean, how do you discount that?
I don't think I am discounting it.
No, no,
I'm
Alan.
Simply suggesting that there are other, there are other perspectives.
I agree. But, and we talked about lowering the speed limit and there's all kinds of issues. But what if there was a gate at the end of the, where the bridge is, and the buses and people would not divert onto Dr. Fink from 55. And the buses would go out, make the same right-hand turn and go west again, which in, you saw the photos that I sent to you, where they're going down Dr. Fink, making a left and a right. And I gotta tell you guys, we can't get out of our driveway. We cannot get out of our driveway at times. And it's not just in the beginning or end of school. It's all during that, let alone the fact from 4:30 to 7 o'clock, when people come home, especially on a Friday night, and everybody wants to get home. I don't blame them, but it's costing them maybe 2 minutes. And for us, again, everyone I talked to was sort of angry, very angry. So I'm just checking up on
this. I want to make sure I understand the, I want to make sure I understand the suggestion you're making. You're, what you're saying is that people who are on Dr. On 55 are making a right on Dr. Fink, coming down that, that short section next to the plaza and then making a left and continuing out to get to Freedom, right? Rather than going down 55.
That's part of it. Yes. And that's a major part of it. However, there's others that are going literally through the high school. At the first turn of the roundabout, they're going through the high school, forgetting about any speed bumps that happen because they're very low, and just booking it down Dr. Fink. They don't even slow down at the stop sign.
So the gate you're proposing would be at the bridge, shutting off Dr. Fink from both the school and the road.
Yeah, and if you'll remember, I mean, I do because I was locked out.
Where are the school buses going to go?
They're going to go straight out to 55. From the old Dr. Fink. There goes, there's two exits, one going to the first roundabout, the second going out behind the music store or in front of the music store, right? So they come straight out and then make the same right they're gonna end up with. And what, I mean, to me that makes some sense. The only other suggestion that anyone has offered me has been radar speed cameras set up and notified to the thing, but I don't think that's going to do anything either.
I don't think that's legal. My understanding is those cameras are only permitted in very specific parts of the state identified out of Albany.
No, you're probably right.
But so I don't, that's not the kind of thing you can just decide to set up as I understand it.
No, it was just offered to me as a suggestion.
Yeah, I don't think that's feasible. Just my understanding of the law.
Yeah, well, then I think if you, one other thing is one day back in, I think it was December, there was a lockdown at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Active
I
shooter.
Remember that.
Active shooter or something. You and I was trying to get to practice. And guess what? Everyone was parked. All the parents, of course, want to get their kids out of the school. And the police don't want anybody in or out of the school because it's a lockdown.
Right.
This would, with emergency access only, and the police have the code and the key or whatever it is, and that would even add to the security of the school. I mean, I obviously I'm frustrated. Everybody is frustrated on this thing. I mean, if you get merchants that depend on the some kind of traffic saying, oh no, my car has been hit twice. On Lower Road, they're crossing in that letter I gave you guys or drafted for you guys. They say they're cutting across Freedom down Lower Road. Mr. Anandola, who is projecting a driveway directly opposite of mine, which it would be more access, which we don't want. But they've had their mailbox taken out by speeding cars. The guy next to him had it done twice. I've had my mailbox hit. These idiots are going down the road, you know, and listen, we're all young. I get it. But, you know, as a resident and homeowner for 43 years, it sort of gets to you. Are you with me?
Yep.
Yep.
We're here, Mr. Dean.
So, I mean, that's, I mean, I can get more frustrated, but this was in May and we talked about it prior. Let's see some action from the town board and the planning board together and see if we can find a resolution to this thing.
Supervisor?
Yes. Yes.
Wanda, I just wanted to remind the town board that part of the New York State DOT's traffic study for the Route 55 corridor included splitting up the bus path to go out onto Route 55 and out Dr. Fink to try and split so that Route 55 didn't completely shut down.
Yeah, any, I agree with you, Wanda. Any proposal like this would have to get run by the DOT because it affects the overall traffic patterns on their roads. There's no question, right? If you're gonna suggest, for example, that all the bus traffic is going to come out off of Dr. Fink directly onto 55 and none of it's going to go down toward Freedom, they would have to review that and approve it as well, obviously. Yeah. And if we were going to shut off traffic from the other direction, we'd have to run that past the DOT as well. No question.
You don't really shut it off.
Well, if you put a gate up where you're talking about, you're going to cut off the ability of people to drive from 55 down Dr. Fink Road, which is your intent. That affects the traffic on 55, and the DOT would have to be aware of it and review it. You simply can't take action that affects the traffic flow on a state road without asking the DOT what they think about it. That's
so who do we contact on this thing?
That's a discussion I'm going to have with our highway super. I don't know, but he'll know.
Can you keep us involved? That being all the people on Dr. Fink?
I'm not sure how that would be done logistically. I mean, you're asking for a meeting with the DOT with all the neighbors at present? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm just asking for minutes. I'm asking for a representation, something.
Okay.
Ed Goss is the guy's name that you would talk to at DOT.
We can look into that.
Anyway, we're getting back to, the reason we moved here besides marrying an Everhard, which has been a wonderful life, which has been very good. But, it's a beautiful country residential road and it has become highway. And it is narrow. So we're trying to do this as a safety precaution. And because we've been hit, our cats have died, or, son got hit. Come on. I mean, we don't want anything really drastically negative to happen. And it's going to.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Approach the DOT and ask for their participation as a starting point.
Beautiful.
Sure.
Thank you. And again, once again, you're invited to experience, come to my driveway and try to get out when these guys are going down the road. Okay. And it's during COVID-19. Come on.
Okay.
Well, also tell them that they always go, I'm just saying, I'm in the backup, the wife. They know when the policemen are, they know when they're listening to the band. The whatever, the policeman band, trooper band, whatever. So they know when they have a shift change. So they happen to anywhere between like 4 and 5, because there's a shift change, that's when they drag race down the road. I've also talked to the sheriff that sits down there and the trooper that sits down there, and they say they really can't do anything about it because they have a shift change. So these kids know that they can do whatever they want to down that our street when there's a shift change. And it's anywhere between 4 and 5. And it's becoming kind of a joke to the neighborhood because they're going, okay, there goes the black convertible BMW, and there goes the gray Mustang, because they all know to go down there and hang out.
They all have the phone app that's tuned into the police frequency. Anyway, that's our gripe for this week.
Okay, thank you.
And I want to thank you guys for the help and what you've done so far.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you in person.
Any other comments?
I do, Mr. Supervisor. Am I clear to go?
Sure.
Good evening, Mr. Supervisor, Town Council, Mr. Dean, Wanda, Fred Bollner, Liz, and Sandra. I just wanted to make two comments. One, on behalf of the fire district, to let the supervisor and town council know that Chief Barry Ward has retired, and starting July 20th, our new chief will begin his service. His name is Timothy O'Connor. So I will make sure that you get all his contact information in case of an emergency, and reach out to him. Barry will stay as long as needed for the transition period. We anticipate that should probably be about 30 days, but he's not going to be the chief anymore. So I just want to, you know, everything has to be directed to Mr. O'Connor. And I just also wanted to state on a separate note how gracious you and the board are regarding the medical insurance in this difficult time. I think that was a very gracious and smart business move. And also to let you know that the Board of Fire Commissioners are also elected officials. If you'd like to include us in that program, we're more than happy to participate in the 15%. And there's five of us. So if you want to talk that over amongst yourselves, please feel free to do so. But I just wanted to commend you. I think it was a smart business decision. That's my two comments. And please stay safe, everybody. And hope to see you all in person very soon.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Do we have a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close, Ed Jessup.
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Last thing I have, I received a request from our town judges yesterday to attend their annual fall conference in Syracuse. It's in September, so we'll see whether they actually end up having it or not. But in any event, they've asked to attend. As you probably know, their education requirements are mandated by the state. It's two of them going for the conference, and it looks like it's $1,500 for hotel and another $150 for registration. They'll probably have mileage and that sort of thing. So do I have a motion to approve the travel expenses not to exceed $4,000?
I'll make that motion. It's mandatory anyway, Alan. They're trying.
Right. So I have Ed making the motion and Joe seconding. Do I have all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Ed Jessup.
I'll second it. Richard.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.